Hello and welcome to the Special Needs Parenting SOS podcast. My name is Nadia Tari and I'm a mom of four with my youngest two kids having special needs. I wanted to create a podcast where other parents who have a child with special needs could come to get some tips, suggestions, and encouragement. On today's podcast episode, I want to share something that I found on Facebook. It was in a special needs parenting group, not my own Facebook parenting group, but it was another parenting group. It's actually called Special Needs Parents Support and Discussion Group. And I ran across this post that I really wanted to share with you because I thought, boy, isn't this the truth? So this is not written by me. This was written by Alethea. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. M-S-H-A-R. So, anyway, I'm going to read what she wrote. To our fellow special needs parents, I see you. I see you taking your child to therapy while your friends take their kids to football or ballet. I see you sneak out of conversation when all your friends brag about accomplishments and test scores. I see you juggling events and meetings. I see you sitting in front of the computer for hours investigating what your child needs. I see you look bad when people complain about what looks like nonsense. I see you fade away little by little, but you keep going above and beyond for your family. I see you pull forces out of weakness with a force you didn't even dream you had. I see you showing respect to teachers, therapists, and medical professionals who serve your child to help. Watch you wake up early morning to do it all over again after another chaotic night. I see you when you're on the edge of the precipice struggling to live. I know you feel invisible, like no one noticed. But I want you to know that I realize. I see you pushing forward, always. I see you choose to do everything you can to give your child the best care at home, school, therapy, and the doctor. What you do matters. You're worth it. On those days when you wonder if you can make it one more minute, I want you to know that I see you. I want you to know that you are beautiful. I want you to know it's worth it. I want you to know that you are not alone. I want you to know that love is the most important thing and that you are the best at it. And on those days when you see an improvement, those moments when hard work has its reward and you can taste success, I see you too, and I'm proud of you. Whatever day to day, you're worth a lot. You're doing it right, and I see you. And I just thought, you know, that's so sweet that someone took the time to write this specifically to parents who have a child with special needs to let them know, you know, that they are seeing us. They're watching us. They see how hard that we struggle, you know, taking our children to all their therapy appointments and all their doctor appointments and, you know, in many cases, trying to juggle work, you know, work outside the home, work inside the home, all the things that we have on our shoulders that we deal with, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. It's not easy. And I know sometimes I feel like people don't have a clue what we go through. But some people do have a clue. You know, I mean, some people besides just other parents who have a child with special needs. Some people who are observing us, they see kind of a glimpse into our world and just how much we're juggling. They see, they hear, you know. And for some people, we actually inspire them, which I know it's kind of funny to think that. I know I never thought that I would inspire anyone, but we do. We, as parents of children who have special needs, we inspire other people who feel like I don't know, like we're superhuman or something. Like they say, well, I don't know how you do it. You know, like you're a superwoman or you're Superman, like all that you have on your, you know, your shoulders, all that you juggle, all that you do. And, you know, someone has told me, I don't understand how you know, almost always have a smile on your face and you're always so kind. You know, you never get like agitated or irritated or angry. You greet, you know, all your doctors and all your therapists and all the different people you talk to so kind and warmly. And they were actually asking me how I do it, which I thought was funny because that's just who I am. My character is, my personality is, I deeply care about people, all people. And so it doesn't matter what I'm going through. It's nobody else's fault. So I'm not going to be rude to someone else. I'm not going to be snippety or angry or frustrated at someone when that has nothing to do with them. You know, they're just living their life and trying to get through their day. Now, every now and again, of course, we're all human. So I have days where I feel really frustrated with certain situations. And the other day I was taking my son to a doctor appointment. I was taking Josiah for his well child checkup that he gets with his doctor, and there was a mishap in the scheduling, and I got really frustrated as I was talking to the front desk lady when I was checking in, and there was confusion with the appointment time. And I noticed in my voice when I was talking to her that I was really frustrated. Now, of course, I wasn't frustrated at her. She did nothing wrong. But I was frustrated with a lack of communication with the doctor's office and myself, and confusion as to, you know, the exact time of the appointment and the exact location of the appointment, because there's different doctor's offices, different doctor's office locations in different cities and towns. And so anyway, as soon as I noticed that I was coming across in a frustrated voice, I immediately stopped and apologized. I said, you know what? I am feeling really frustrated right now, and I'm really sorry, because I just was going on, and I said, this isn't your fault. I'm not mad at you, and I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to come across angry or frustrated. I feel frustrated, but in no way is it your fault. And so if you ever find yourself in a situation where the frustration is seeping out, which is going to happen, I mean, it's just bound to happen. It may only happen once or twice a year, maybe even once a month, but it's just part of life. So don't feel bad about it. But I wanted to do this podcast episode to encourage you that you may not even realize all the people that you're impacting, because not everyone is going to take the time to tell you what they notice, what they observe. So just be aware that people are watching you, like not in a creepy way, but people are observing like your attitude and how you handle situations, how you handle things, how you juggle things. And so let that be of encouragement for those days that you feel like, oh my goodness, I just, you know, I can't do this anymore. I feel overwhelmed. Just understand that you can't, number one, you can do it. And number two, you are an inspiration and an encouragement to a lot of people who probably won't ever work up the courage to tell you that. They see you, they hear you, they observe you, and you inspire them, but they're probably not going to ever say anything to you. There are actually a lot of people that notice us and just don't say anything, you know, but some people, I know I've had some people say to me, wow, Nadia, like, wow, you know, you really inspire me, you encourage me, and I don't know how you do it. And I just know the same is true for you too. There are people who see what you're doing and they're touched by your love, the compassion that you have for your child, you know, your children who have special needs. So keep up the good work. I just wanted to do a quick little encouragement to you today. I hope that on those days that you feel like it's just a rough day, that you will remember, you've got this, you're doing great. Keep on going, you know, for your child, your children, you can do this and you're doing wonderful. All right. So as always, I would love to hear from you. And if you are a parent of a child with special needs, I would love to have you join my private Facebook group. It's a safe environment strictly for parents who have a child with special needs, where you can get the encouragement and support from other parents who can relate to what you're going through. The name of my private Facebook group is the same name of my podcast. It's called Special Needs Parenting SOS, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.